大家打开提摩太后书第二章。
Please open your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们继续跟大家来思想提摩太后书。
And we will continue to study 2 Timothy.
因为昨天晚上我们已经庆祝了这个圣诞节，所以我们今天早上就继续的来讲解圣经。
And we have already celebrated Christmas last night.So this morning we shall continue in our study of scripture.
这个不是我不是第一个这样做的人，其实加尔文改革家加尔文呢，他在传讲圣经的时候，不管是复活节还是圣诞节还是什么节日，他都是照样的讲解神的话，一章一节的讲解。
And I'm not the only preacher who does so, because the great reformer, John Calvin, he would actually.Preach the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse, be it Easter or be it Christmas.
让我们来看提摩太后书，我要跟大家思想第十四节到第十九节。
So let us look at 2 Timothy chapter 2 and we shall study verses 14 to 19.
提摩太后书第十四节说，你要使众人回想这些事。在主面前嘱咐他们不可为言语争辩，这是没有益处的，只能败坏听见的人。你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。但要远避世俗的虚谈，因为这等人必进到更不敬虔的地步。他们的话如同毒疮，越烂越大，其中有许米乃和非利图，他们偏离正道，说复活的事已过，就败坏好些人的信心。然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有印记说主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
2 Timothy 2:14. Remind them of these thingsAnd charge them before God not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. But avoid irreverent babble, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus,who have swerved from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already happened. They are upsetting the faith of some. But God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity.
今天我要跟大家思想的题目是好牧者的标志。
AndThe title of today's sermon is The Mark of a Good Pastor.
为什么我们思想这个题目呢？
And why do we want to think about this topic?
当然我认为这段圣经就是在讲这个题目。
That's because I believe this passage is indeed talking about this.
但是还有一个原因。
But there's another reason.
今年是2015年。
This is 2015.
在今年呢，我们在看到新加坡有一个大型教会的牧者被法庭审判，成为这个滥用公款。
That's because in 2015 we find the pastor of a mega church who was convicted by the courts of embezzling funds.
结果因为他这件事情轰动新加坡一段时间。
And because of this event, that it got the whole of Singapore talking for a while.
作为牧师成为变成很出名的事情了。
And being a pastor is actually it means fame.
有一次我坐计程车的时候，坐德士的时候，那个司机问我，你是做哪一行的？我说我是牧师。
There was once when I was in a cab and the driver asked me which line I was in and I replied that I'm a pastor.
他说哦，做牧师，教会的牧师，哇，很好赚哎。
So he said, oh, it must be earning a lot to be a pastor.
所以现在牧师很出名了。
So now being a pastor means fame.
啊，牧师现在赚很多钱了。
And pastors earn a lot.
啊，到底圣经里面怎么讲？我们现在对牧师的观念已经改变了。
And the people's impression of pastors have changed.
啊，现在牧师要穿的有名牌货，而且牧师呢要吸引很多众人来，要教会要很大才算是成功的牧师。
And a successful pastor today must be one who wears branded clothes and he must attract a lot of people to come to the church.
那么到底牧师是怎么样？什么叫做牧师？牧师要做什么呢？他的工作是什么呢？
But what exactly is a pastor and what is his work?
所以我们要注意现在到底什么是好牧师，什么叫坏牧师呢？
And we want to know the distinction between good pastors and bad.
所以我们要注意到到底怎么样才叫做好，什么叫做不好？
And we want to pay attention to what is a good pastor distinguished from a bad.
这段圣经是保罗写信给提摩太，告诉提摩太在教会里面应当怎么行。
This passage we see Paul writing to Timothy to teach him how one ought to behave in the church.
特别在提摩太后书，是保罗当要快要殉道的时候，他被关在地牢里面，他要面对砍头，面对牺牲生命的时候，他写给提摩太说，最重要的事情你必须要怎么做。
Especially, this is the case right now that Paul was locked up in a dungeon and he was going to be martyred soon and die by beheading. And he is writing his last letter to Timothy, teaching him what he ought to do.
特别在第二章第二节那里，他讲说，你必须要在众人面前听见我的教训呢，交托那能够教导别人的人。
Especially in chapter 2, verse 2.Paul wrote, what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
所以他叫你要训练下一代，意思说他要把这个棒子交给提摩太，提摩太必须要交给能够教导别人的人。我们讲的是有四代，就是保罗、提摩太能教导另外一个人，那个人可以教导另外一个人，所以我们就要讲怎么样把这个神的话语继续传承下去。
And we see here that Paul was passing the baton to Timothy. And in this verse alone, we see at least four generations of teachers from Paul to Timothy to faithful men who will be able to teach others. And this, we have said, is actually passing down the word of God.
所以你会注意到这段圣经是保罗写信给提摩太说，你怎么样做好这个牧师的工作，你怎么样做好这个传道的工作，你怎么样做好这个讲道的工作。
And so we see that this passage is actually Paul writing to Timothy, teaching him how he ought to be a good pastor, how he ought to be a good preacher.
特别记得保罗写信给提摩太的时候，他在提摩太在以弗所，他在特别是在提摩太前书第一章第三节，他说，我留你在提摩太是要嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。
And we remember that Paul left Timothy at Ephesus, as we read in 1 Timothy 1:3, to remain there so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrines.
所以这边讲是说，有些人传就是讲不同讲道的时候讲别的道理，异教，不同的教义。
There were people in Ephesus who were teaching a different doctrine.
但是保罗告诉提摩太，你呢，你必须要按着真理分解真理的道。
But Paul's instruction to Timothy is that you, Timothy, you must rightly handle the word of truth.
你不可以像许米乃和腓力图这些人一样。
Do not be like Hymenaeus and Philetus.
啊，所以他的意思说，不要像这些假冒的假师傅的这些传异教的人，你要传讲正纯正的话语。
Do not be like these false teachers who teach false doctrines. You must teach the right truth.
所以在这段圣经你仔细看起来呢，他告诉保罗，保罗告诉他，特别是在第十四章第十四节到第十五节，这里他怎么说呢？
And we see here Paul's instructions to Timothy and in verses 14 and 15.
他说，你要使众人回想这些事，在主面前吩咐他们，嘱咐他们，不可为言语争辩，这是没有益处，而且能败坏听见的人。特别注意十五节，你当戒律，戒律呢什么呢？在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人， 按着正义分解真理的道。
Remind them of these things, and charge them before God not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Verse 15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth.
所以这里很清楚看到保罗告诉提摩太，你要很努力的、借力的去做什么呢？很借力的去使自己呢成为这个主所喜悦的工人。
And so Paul's instruction to Timothy was that he must do his best to present himself to God as one approved.
所以你看到这里，他说你当借力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
And he must be a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth.
所以一个好牧者很重要的事情呢，就是他必须要借力，要努力在神面前呢得蒙喜悦，做一个工人呢是无愧的。那么他的工作呢就是解释、宣讲神的真理。
And so, A good pastor must be a worker who is approved by God, and he is not ashamed. He is rightly handling the word of truth. In other words, a good pastor would explain and would proclaim the Bible accurately.
我要问大家，为什么我们去教会？
And I ask everyone, why do we go to church?
今天很多人喜欢到教会里面听到，不像以前，不像圣经里面的那一个时代，很多人讲的道理人家不听。今天很多人爱去教会听道，听什么道？
Today, many people enjoy going to church to listen to the sermons. This is unlike the first century church when people didn't like to listen to sermons. Why is it that today so many people like to go to church to listen to sermons? What kind of sermons are they listening to?
今天很多人喜欢听道。
Many people like to listen to sermons today.
我觉得很好奇，人怎么会喜欢听道？
And I am curious, how can men enjoy sermons?
为什么巨型教会、大型教会吸引很多人来听？
Why does the mega churches attract so many people there?
我圣经里面告诉我们，罪恶的世界，罪人呢，是不喜欢听见神纯正的道理的。
The Bible tells us that the sinful world and sinners do not like to listen to the pure truth of God's word.
但是如果你仔细看这些巨大型的教会呢，他们是不是在讲神的道？
And if you study carefully, all these mega churches, do they actually preach God's word?
还是他讲人喜欢听的东西？
Or are they preaching things that people like to hear?
他讲人的意见、人的想法、人的喜好。
And they talk about human philosophy and also what the people like.
他喜欢人烧他的耳朵，让他耳朵发痒，讲他所喜欢听的东西。
And their itching ears are longing to listen to things that they like to hear.
当然，今天我们发现这个巨型教会里面，大型教会里面讲很多说，你们要信耶稣，你就能够发财。
And we find that in the mega churches.They usually preach and say that if you believe in Jesus, you will amass material wealth.
你不但是你信耶稣呢，你就可以健康。
And if you believe in Jesus, you will have a healthy life.
你信耶稣的，你就可以成功。
And you will have success.
如果你是这样传福音，怪不得这么多人喜欢听。
And if that's what they preach, no wonder so many people flock there to listen.
但是属神的人呢，要讲神的话是。每一个属神的人，每一个牧师呢，是神的代表，他不是要讲自己的话，他必须要传讲神的话。
But a godly man, a godly pastor is not preaching his own message. He represents God to preach God's message.
所以我们认为释经讲道是唯一的一个在讲台上面应该讲的道。
And therefore, we believe that expository preaching is the only form of preaching that ought to be done from the pulpit.
我们站在这里不是要告诉你，我想出来这个思想很好，我告诉你。
And I stand here not because I have come up with a concept which I want to tell you.
如果你来听是听我的意见呢，我就失败了。
If you are here to listen to my opinion, then I have failed.
不是的，我来这边告诉你这段经文的意思是什么。
No, I come here to tell you what the meaning of this passage is.
我们按照圣经一章一节的慢慢讲，我讲的是告诉你这段圣经神的意思是什么，你必须要明白这是神的意思，这个不是我的意思。
And we follow the Bible chapter by chapter and we explain the meaning of the text to you because we are here to tell you what God wants and not what I want.
当我们这样传的时候，我们是讲说神的意思是这样，我不是在传讲我话，不是在传讲我的意思，我是在传讲这是神的意思。
And when I stand here, I am proclaiming God's will to you, not my will or my desire or my thoughts, but God's will and God's desire.
当你听到听完讲完之后，你说牧师你讲得很好，牧师你的想法很好，牧师你的思想很好，我告诉你这个是剥夺了神的荣耀。
And if after I preach, if you come to me and say what a great speech you have made, I can see great thinkings from you and your concepts are so wonderful, then I have robbed God of his glory.
我要讲的是如果我们遵神而行，我们荣耀神，我要告诉你我不过是一个使者，我来告诉你神的意思，神在这段圣经里面他的话语他的意思是他的，我只是做解释让你明白。
But if I am faithful to God, I am here to tell you as a messenger only and to tell you this is what God's will is according to what the Bible says and I explain God's will to you.
而且每一个主日我站在台上的目的呢是要传讲告诉你圣经的意思，因为我害怕如果我讲我的意思呢，讲自己的意思呢，我的意思我的想法跟你的意思没有两样，我的价值跟你一样，当我们死的时候我们尘土归尘土，我们就消失了，但是神的话永远不变。
And when I stand here every Lord's day to preach God's word to you, my goal is to declare to you God's will and not my own thoughts, because when I pass awaydust will go to dust and my word will actually pass away along with me, but not God's word. God's word will stay.
所以我们来的时候是告诉你读这段圣经，这段圣经神的意思是这个，我们要按照它去行，这个就是传讲神的道。
And so when we come here every week, I tell you this is what this passage says and this is what its meaning is.I am preaching to you God's word and we are to obey it.
所以我每一个主日站在讲台上呢，是因为我们知道主的意思，我们把主的意思传给你知道，不是在传讲我的思想或者想传讲我的一套理论。
Therefore, every Lord's day, I stand here to teach or to preach to you God's word and I am not teaching you my ideas or philosophy that comes from me.
所以你注意看第15节，他说你当竭力。
Look at verse 15, do your best.
这个竭力在希腊文的意思是不是非常的努力，刻意的，尽最大的能力，尽一切所能的去完成神的旨命。
And in the original Greek, it carries the nuance of doing one's best, meaning to giveall your effort and to not hold back anything.
所以在神面前呢，这里在讲到说一个好的牧者呢要尽一切最大的努力把神的话讲得清楚跟明白。
So a godly pastor must make every effort and be most diligent and do all that he can to preach God's word in a way thatpeople can understand.
所以他说当竭力，竭力什么呢？在神面前得蒙喜悦。
Do your best. Do your best to do what? To present yourself to God as one approved.
所以英文圣经说 present, 他的意思说要站在神面前，或者是站在神那边，就是说你站在神，跟神站在同一边，而不是站在敌人那一边。
It means to be standing before God, but it also means to be standing with God and not with the enemy.
所以你要做很大的努力，要得到神的站在神这边，把神的话讲得清楚。
So you must make the best effort and do everything you can to actually preach God's word clearly.
很竭力的得到神，站在神那边呢，要蒙神的喜悦。如果你蒙神的喜悦，你跟神站在一起。
And if you are approved by God, then you stand with God.
所以蒙神的喜悦呢，就好像今天我们的这个面书哈，这是脸面书，这个叫 Facebook 哈。Facebook 很喜欢的时候，你通常有一个赞字，对不对？你按下去 like 就是赞。
And to be approved by God is in our context, like you know, in Facebook there is a like button that you can click.
就是神给你一个赞。
So God gives you a like.
啊，这个字的意思是神 approve, 神 test, 就是试验你知道可以，他给你一个许可证。
And this word actually means that God has tested you and found that you have passed.And he has granted you a letter of approval.
所以他说，你作为一个好牧者，那好牧者很努力的得到神的喜悦。怎么样得到神喜悦呢？做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
So how can the pastor present himself to God as one approved? He must be a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth.
所以 rightly handling 就是指。正义，就如何按正义分解神的道呢？
And we can also understand this to mean to divide the word of truth in righteousness.
正义这个字呢，其实是从一个希腊文叫做我们在如果你看牙医的时候呢，有时候牙医不但是拔牙这个补牙，还有一个就是牙齿的矫正，这个 orthodontist， 这个矫正就是这个字。
And this word translated rightly actually is the same word where we derived the work of a dentist, which is to align your teeth to be in one straight line.
所以这里讲的是做一个好牧师呢，一个好牧者呢，他必须要解释按照正义，有正确的切开正义，就是按照正义很直的打开这个神的话。
And so, over here, the godly pastor must be able to divide the word of truth in a straight line that is according to God's will.
而且呢，这个意思说你要很不能够歪曲，要很正，就好像很多人解释这段圣经讲到保罗是一个这个制造帐篷的人，他要剪帐篷的时候要剪得直。
And it means that he must cut a straight line without swerving to either the left or the right. And many commentators comment that Paul used this analogy because he was a tent maker. So when he cuts the tent, the cloth, he must cut it in one straight line and not cut it to the left or right.
所以他必须要非常的直的来解开。
And he must.Actually, divide God's word extremely accurately.
你有注意到他说解开圣经的时候，他用一个字叫做工人。
And notice that a person doing this is described as a worker.
所以我要告诉你一件事情，能够正确的解开神的话呢，需要很大的功夫。
So I want to tell you that to be able to rightly handle the word of truth or divide the word of truth, it requires much work.
今天我们读经的人很草率地读圣经。
Today, many people read the Bible in a haphazard manner.
很多时候你要知道这本圣经呢是有几千年的话语。
You want to know that what is recorded in the Bible spanned over a few thousand years.
我们在读提摩太后书，其实整本新约至少有两千年。
And we are reading 2 Timothy now, but the entire New Testament has been around for more than 2,000 years.
如果你所读的书呢，没有一本比这本更旧、更古老。
So in whatever book that you are reading, it is not as ancient as the Bible.
除非你，或许你读柏拉图的书。
Maybe you are reading Plato.
那个也比较靠近，也没有这本古老。
And even though that's ancient enough, but it is not as ancient as the Bible.
如果你读旧约呢，那至少四千年的书。
And if you are reading the Old Testament, it was written at least 4,000 years ago.
这么古老的书，你怎么样解释它呢？你不能够用今天21世纪的眼光来看。
And such an ancient writing cannot be interpreted through the lens of the 21st century.
今天我们读圣经的人呢，很草率，没有按照当时候的文化背景、当时候的情况、当时候的人的这个风俗习惯来解释，所以很多时候解错经文，就像这段经文所讲的，这样解错的时候出现很多问题。
And many people, when they read the Bible today, they read it haphazardly, and they fail to think of the context and the background and the historical situation then. And because of that, they misinterpret scripture just like what is mentioned in this passage, where people actually do not understand and they end up causing lots of problems.
今天的经文，今天的圣经呢？你必须要知道这段圣经呢是很旧的经，这个很长久很古老的经文，你必须要花很大的精神很努力的去读，因为里面有永生。
And this ancient writing that we have today, we must make every effort to read it properly because in it we find eternal life.
如果你读这个甲骨文，或者你读这个文言文，你不会草率的读，你很详细的一个一个去明白。
If you read the ancient Chinese bone writings and ancient Chinese, you would not read it haphazardly. You would want to read it every word of it carefully.
你知道这本圣经呢，本是我们翻译出来的。
And the Bible that we have now is a translation.
在翻译的时候呢，你就知道有时候翻译的人呢不一定能够翻译的完整。
And in the during the translation work, you would realize that the translators would sometimes fail to translate exactly as what it was.
特别是诗歌。
Especially the poems.
你有看过中国人的诗歌，洋人翻译我们中国人诗歌，你就看了你就觉得很好笑。
If you have a Westerner translating a Chinese poem and you read it, you will find that it is very comical.
所以如果你要真正的认识这个经文里面的意思呢，你必须要回到原文。
So in order to truly understand the meaning, we have to go back to the original languages.
所以在这边讲，我们讲到什么叫做借力，什么叫做神面前得喜悦，我们要知道它原文的意思是什么，我们解得更加清楚，更加深入。
So when we want to understand what it means to do your best, what does it mean to be approved, then we want to go back to the original languages in order to get the true meaning.
为什么我们讲解经好像是一个工人，我们讲的这个工人这两个字是苦力的意思。
And why do we say that to interpret the Bible, you must be a worker or to even work as hard as a coolie?
这个苦力的话呢，是在风吹雨打的情况下呢，他花很多精神要做一件事情，你读圣经研究圣经就是要这个意思。
And a coolie will work whether it is it rain or shine in order to complete his task. And this is the same that we ought to do as Christians reading the Bible.
所以如果你要很 精准的去明白圣经呢， 你要对原文有一点认识。
So if you want to understand the scriptures properly, you must have a little bit of understanding of the original languages.
不但对文字你这个原文你明白，你要对它的文法也明白。
And you must also know the grammar.
在圣经里面有时候它不是指众子孙，它是指一个子，单数复数都有影响。
And in certain passages, whether it is plural or singular, referring to the offspring,or the descendant, this is important.
很多人解释的时候不明白，比如说我们讲大使命，大使命，很多人以为大使命就是传福音，其实我们讲过很多次，大使命不只是传福音，大使命包括传福音，也包括使人受洗，也包括把神的话完全的教导明白，要整个讲完，它才是大使命。
And we have often said, for example, that the Great Commission, which many people misunderstood to mean preaching the gospel,But the Great Commission is not just about preaching the gospel. Preaching the gospel is just one of the elements. There is also teaching and baptizing.
所以整个句话的希腊文里面只有一个动词，那个动词就使万民做我的门徒，那个才是重点。
Because in the Greek of the verse, there is only one main verb, and that one main verb is to make disciples.
不单是原文，不单是文法，甚至你要知道上下文在讲什么。
And not only the language and the grammar, but also the context.
就好像今天如果你有还有查字典的话，每一个字呢，它有好几个意思，你怎么知道哪一个意思是在这里这个经文的意思呢？你要看上下文。
And even today, if you look into any dictionary, you will find that a certain word will usually have multiple meanings. And which meaning is it will depend on the context.
所以我们必须要知道上下文讲什么，我们才能够解释得清楚。
So we must know the context before we can interpret it properly.
还有文化。
And the culture.
啊，我们知道圣经里面的这个犹太人的文化跟我们的文化差很远。
And we know that the Jewish culture is far-fetched from us.
所以我们不明白这个什么意思，我们必须要知道他们的文化之后，我们来解释才明白。
And in order to understand it properly, we must return to the cultural context.
当然，这里我们很快的解释，但是呢，这个是一个课程。
And of course, we run through this very quickly, but this is actually worth an entire course.
所以我们要很清楚去明白他的文化，然后把他的文化讲出来，让大家知道。
And we must understand the culture then and explain it properly for them to, for you all to understand.
当然，非常重要的是文体。
And also the genre.
你解释诗歌跟解释信记书信是不一样的。
The way to interpret poetry and the way to interpret a letter is different.
啊，你解释这个启示录这个预言的文体呢，跟解释箴言又很不一样。
And explaining Revelation, which is a prophecy, when compared to explaining the Proverbs, is totally different.
所以一个好牧者的重心点呢，就是研读圣经呢，把圣经原本的意思呢，他作者的意思呢。讲得清楚明白，让众人民听得懂。
So a good pastor must actually work hard to study the scriptures in the original languages and then to explain it so that the congregation can understand.
所以神要的好牧者是什么呢？就是一个真正能够按着真义分解真道的人。
Therefore, the good pastor that God wants.Must be able to present the word accurately.
不是讲人爱听的话。
Not to speak what men like to hear.
如果要告诉人怎么样成功，怎么样有更好的这个家庭生活，怎么样更好的夫妻生活，要怎么样，很多人来听。但是你是在讲人爱听的，你不是在传讲神要他们听的。
If you preach what how to achieve success, how to improve your life, improve your marriage.This is speaking man's word, and many people would like to come and listen, but this is not what God wants.
我讲道呢，不是要讲你喜欢听的，我要讲神要你听的。
When I preach, I do not preach what you like to hear, but I preach what God wants you to hear.
所以，但是你说这个种释经讲道呢，是现代的人才这样吗？不是的。我们已经失去了这个，我们失去把中心移开了，原本在改教的时候呢，马丁路德跟加尔文都是按照这个方式讲，是近期的人、近代的人把它扭转过来。
And if you think that expository preaching is a fairly new term, let me tell you that this is not true, because during the Reformation, that was exactly what Martin Luther and John Calvin did. It is only in the later generations that people started to deviate from expository preaching.
加尔文，你如果注意看加尔文呢，在他有整套的从创世纪讲到启示录，他有整套的查经书。
And if you go and study John Calvin's teaching, you will see that he has a commentary written from the book of Genesis all the way to Revelation.
啊，没有启示录，因为他没讲完启示录他就死了。
No revelation, because he died before he completed
revelation. 他的这个释经讲道呢，他的释经书都是从他的释经讲道，他按照圣经注章注解的讲，整本圣经讲道完，他的就是这个方式，就是释经讲道。
And expository preaching is exactly what Calvin did, because he preached the Bible from Genesis all the way to the book of Jude, and he did it chapter by chapter, verse by verse.
为什么他能够改教？他为什么知道天主教的问题？为什么他知道那个问题在哪里呢？他注章注解的解释圣经，他才明白。
And how did he know the error of the Catholic Church? That was because he preached and understood the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse.
加尔文也不是一个一帆风顺, 他的生命中出现许多的这个危机。
John Calvin's life was not plain sailing. There were a number of crises that he faced.
其中一个危机就是他甚至被当地的政府阻止他不可以他讲道。
And one of the crises that he faced was that the local government actually forbade him from preaching.
1538年的复活节呢, 当地的政府不准他讲道三年之久。
And in 1538, the local government actually stopped him from preaching and he was banished for 3 years.
所以他不能够在他的讲台上讲道, 但是在3年之后, 他回到讲台的时候, 你知道他怎么讲吗? 他讲回上一次还没讲完的那一节, 他继续讲下去。
And he was banished for 3 years, but 3 years later, he returned to the same pulpit and he continued from the previous verse where he stopped 3 years ago.
你看到他讲道是注章注解, 慢慢地讲, 他为什么这样讲? 他在解释神的话, 他不是在讲自己的话。
Why did John Calvin preach chapter by chapter and verse by verse? Because he was preaching God's word and not his own.
你看马丁路德也是这样。
Martin Luther did the same.
从这个马丁路德从1510年到1546年, 36年呢, 他讲了3000篇。
From 1510 to 1546, in this period of 36 years, Martin Luther preached 3,000 sermons.
大概一天他讲2堂道。
And he preached about 2 sermons a day.
为什么他这样呢? 为什么马丁路德可以改教呢? 因为他很清楚神的意思。
Why can Martin Luther bring about the Reformation? That's because he's very clear what is God's will.
所以很清楚的一个蒙神祝福或者蒙神得以赞的牧师呢, 他必须要按正义分解真理的道, 然后把神的意思讲解清楚。
So a good pastor that is approved by God or that God likes is someone who can present the word of God accurately.
他是要讨神的喜悦。
He is trying to please God.
所以我们站在讲台上, 我不是要人的称赞。
So when I stand at the pulpit, I'm not looking for men's praises.
我们只看一位, 就是那一位神, 我按照他的意思讲, 把他的意思讲得清楚, 最后是他给我一个赞, 不是弟兄姐妹给我一个赞。
And I only look to one person, and the God of the Bible, who will in the end give me a like, rather than brothers and sisters.
所以当我们讲的时候, 可能我们讲了一些东西是别人不喜欢的。
So when we preach, we are very likely to preach certain things that people do not like to hear.
但是我要忠于我的主人, 我的主人叫我讲, 我就讲。
But I must be faithful to my master. When my master tells me to say it, I will say it.
有一次有一个姐妹, 她的这个母亲要去世了, 请我去传福音。
There was once when there was a sister in Christ whose mother was passing away, and she invited me to preach the gospel to the mother.
我去传福音给她听。
So I went to share the gospel.
那么她的父亲就在旁边。
And the father was beside me.
那个父亲是很有教育, 他其实是在教育部里面是一个很高官。
And the father or the husband of the dying woman is a highly educated man who holds a high position in the Ministry of Education.
我就告诉他说, 耶稣基督是唯一的道路, 道路真理生命。
And I told the lady that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life.
这个父亲告诉我, 你为什么这么武断, 你的思想这么狭窄, 每一条道路都是通罗马, 你这样讲非常的 非常的狭窄。
So the husband actually told me, you are being very narrow-minded because all roads will lead to Rome.
但是我怎么回答他呢?
So how do I reply him?
我的回答是这样, 我说, 先生, 我不是在传讲我的意思, 我是按照我主人的意思讲, 我不是我觉得耶稣只有一条道路, 是我的主人告诉我这样讲, 所以我要忠心地讲主人的意思。
So I told him, Mister, I am not speaking my own ideas. And it is not I who say that Jesus is the only way, but it is my master who says it, and I am being faithful to my master by preaching or saying what he wants.
如果我讲你爱听的话，我已经曲解了神的话。
If I speak what you like to hear, then I have forsaken God's word.
如果我讲一些你爱听的话呢，我已经没有不忠心于我与我的主人。
If I speak what you like to hear, then I am an unfaithful servant to the master.
如果我讲你爱听的话呢，我就成为一个叛徒，不是神的使者，不是耶稣基督的使者。
And if I speak what you like to hear, I am no longer a messenger of God or of Jesus Christ, but I have become a traitor.
我只能够凭着爱心讲真实的话。I
can only speak the truth in love.
这样才是蒙神喜悦的一个牧者。That
is a good pastor that is approved by God.
今天我们看到新加坡有很多人对于牧师有不同的见解，牧师要吸引很多人来，牧师要做很多的这个公开的这种场合，使到很多人愿意来，愿意听，人数增多，其实这些都不重要。Today,
many people have a wrong concept of what a pastor ought to do, and they want the pastor to be able to attract many people so that the church can grow in vast numbers, but these are all not important.
好的牧者，好的讲员，他只讲神的话。
A good pastor, a good preacher will only preach God's word.
那么这里这段圣经我们看到，他说他有正面也有反面。
And we see in this passage there is a positive side and there is also a negative side.
正面呢，就是刚才我们跳到第十五节说，你要当借力在神面前得神的喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
And the positive side is that a good pastor must do his best to present himself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth.
所以真理的道就是 logos, 就是神的话, 神的话语。
The word of truth, the logos means the word of God.
但是反面是什么呢?
What is the negative side?
反面他说，你看，看回十四节，你要叫众人想这些事，这些事是什么呢？在主面前，主父吩咐命令他们，不可为言语的辩论。 这是没有益处，能败坏听见的人。And
the flip side we see in verse 14, remind them of these things and charge them before God not to quarrel about words, which does no good but only ruins the hearers.
所以你注意看到这里，他说在神面前嘱咐他们。Charge
them before God.
这个是非常强烈的字眼。
This is a very strong term.
所以这里是讲到说，我们必须要警告。 曲解真理的人,
you are to warn those who are not, who are twisting the word of God.
好的牧师呢，必须要讲解神的话，不但是讲解正面，他甚至反面都要讲，告诉你这个不可以讲。And
a good pastor not only teaches the word of God on the positive side, but on the flip side, he must also warn those people who are not teaching the truth to stop teaching error.
今天有很多人讲正面思想，我们只讲正面，不讲负面。And
today, people focus on positive thinking. You must always think positive and not negative.
但是更加不要提人的名字。And
don't even name names.
但是你看到保罗吗？他不但是告诉我们这是神的命令，神要我们提醒，不但提醒，而要命令他们不可以曲解神的话，而且呢，还提出这个人。 这两个人的名字是什么呢？他的名字叫做许米乃和腓利图。But
Paul not only tell Timothy to remind them and charge them, but he also named two persons, Hymenaeus and Philetus.
所以你看他连名字也提出来，他说：“哎呀，你很不够文化，不够大方，你把人的名字都讲出来。”And
some people might charge Paul of not being generous, or that he is being very narrow by naming names.
所以你又注意到一件事情吗？这个许米乃的名字不只是提过一次，其实在提摩太前书后书呢提过总共两次。And
if you realize, Hymenaeus was mentioned also in 1 Timothy, so that makes him being mentioned twice.
这是第一次的时候呢，他是提到说许米乃跟亚历山大。
But the first time it was Alexander and Hymenaeus.
应该Hymenaeus先，Alexander后。
Hymenaeus first, then Alexander.
这里就是讲解经，这个古时候希腊人名字排在第一位就是领导，排在第二位是跟随者。所以这边讲许尼买先，然后亚历山大。到了提摩太后书也是这样，他说许尼买先，然后腓利图，可见这个许尼买是领袖。
And in Greek culture, the first name that appears is actually usually the leader. So in 1 Timothy, when it says Hymenaeus and Alexander, and in 2 Timothy, Hymenaeus and Philetus, so it is obvious that Hymenaeus was their leader.
所以保罗说，你要提醒人，这个许米乃这个人跟这些人呢，这种人呢，不可以听他们的。
And so Paul reminds Timothy to pay attention to Hymenaeus and not to listen to people like that.
他说他要警告他们，要吩咐他们，要命令他们。不但是这样，他说在神面前要吩咐他们。
And not only remind them and charge them, but it must be before God.
所以可见你看到这件事情很严重吗？
Can you see the seriousness of this matter?
很多人说，哎呀，不要提别人的名字。
Many people say, oh, you shouldn't name names.
我告诉你，如果你家里你有女儿哈。
And let me tell you, if you have a daughter at home.
如果你要保护你的女儿的话呢，你看到那些坏人啊，你一定要说，你看这个人吗？这个人什么名字、什么地方出现，你要注意避开他。你不会说含含糊糊、随随便便，大概那种人吧。你一定很清楚、认清楚了，看到样子吗？一定要避开。
If you have a daughter and if you know of a certain evil character, you would actually point it out to your daughter, this person, this face, this name, remember, don't even associate with this person. You will not just do it in a haphazard manner or a general manner and say, oh, such kinds of people, avoid them. You will be very specific.
所以他很清楚，你看到一个牧者的工作是什么？第一，他要分解真理的道；第二呢，他要警告弟兄姐妹。
So a good pastor would firstly present himself as a proof to God, and secondly, he would prevent the mishandling of the word, and he will actually remind and warn brothers and sisters.
所以这个是一个命令，一个好的牧者必须要公开警告，这个是神的命令，说不可以传异教，不可以曲解神的话语。
And this is God's command that a good pastor must be able to warn brothers and sisters not to follow the false doctrines.
那么同时呢，你看到这里，不但是他是一个命令，甚至他接下去讲的时候呢，他会提到什么呢？
So Paul commands them not to wrangle or to quarrel about words, but he continues with something else.
他说你要在主面前嘱咐这些人不可为言语辩论，这是没有益处，而且能够败坏听见的人。
Charge them before God not to quarrel about words, and this does no good and also ruins the hearers.
你会发现他讲没有益处啊，浪费时间还不要紧，最更重要的是他 ruin 他毁坏那个人。
And sometimes certain things have no benefit or does no good, that really is not so harmful, but notice that it also ruins the hearers.
大家知道，我在还没有出来传道之前，神没有呼召之前呢，我在外面也做事，也做生意。
And many of you know that before God called me to be a pastor, I worked in the industry and was a businessman.
赚钱可以赚，但是有一种东西我一定不可以赚。
And yes, I would want to make a profit, but there are some things that I would abstain from profiting.
能够害人的东西呢，最好是不要，这种钱有的赚也不要赚。
If the gaining that profit means harming somebody, then you should abstain from doing that.
大家有听过在过去在中国也是有那些有毒的奶粉，有听过吗？
And I'm sure you have heard of tainted milk powder in China.
为了赚钱，这国的奶粉里面有放一些孩子有害的东西在里面。
And the businessman wanted profit more than anything else and added the toxic substances to milk powder.
我们认为这个是很不应该的。
And we think that this is a no-no.
这个是害人嘛。
Because it's harmful to people.
而且特别是婴孩。
And especially to babies.
但是呢，这个是人的身体，何况是属灵的生命。
And this is, we are speaking of the human physical body.
如果你曲解圣经呢，你毁坏一个人属灵的生命。
What more the spiritual life of a person if somebody mishandle the word of truth?
这个叫败坏他的生命。
This will ruin the hearer's soul.
败坏这两个字就是我们英文字 catastrophe， 这个灾害，这个浩劫这个意思。
And the word translated ruin in the original Greek is the word that we derive the English catastrophe. In other words, it is very, very bad.
所以你要很小心讲神的话，如果你讲错神的话，你会败坏，你会毁坏，你会摧毁一个人的生命。
So the pastor must preach the word of God properly because mishandling the word of God will bring catastrophe to the hearer's soul.
所以这个是非常非常可怕的事情。
And this is a scary thing.
所以为什么他说要禁止这些言语，这是为了这种言语去辩论，但是这非常不好，这是曲解神的话，他会使到人得到，甚至领人下到地狱里去，这是非常危险的。
So not only must they avoid quarreling about words, this is something that when done could potentially lead people into hell.
不但是这样，你还看到另外一个坏处呢，它使到人进到更不敬虔的地步。
And there is another bad thing here, which is leading people into ungodliness.
你看第16节。
Look at verse 16.
但要远避世俗的虚谈，这等人必进到更不敬虔的地步。
But avoid irreverent babble, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness.
所以你看到一个。 教导错误呢，使到人越离神越远，越来越不像神，越来越败坏。
So a wrong teaching will lead people further and further away from God, and they will be less and less like God.
我们讲到财富的福音。
And when we talk about the prosperity gospel,
这个财，发财没有错，有钱没有错，圣经没有说这是错。
The Bible does not condemn the riches or being rich.
但是专心只是要钱，不要生命呢？这是错的。
But to focus on amassing riches and forego one's life is a wrong thing.
主耶稣自己说了，他说人赚得全世界，第一不可能赚得全世界。如果你真的全世界给你赚回来，损失你的生命有什么益处呢？
The Lord Jesus himself said, what profits a man if he gains the whole world? Firstly, it's not even possible to gain the whole world. But even if a man gains the whole world but forfeits his soul, what good is it?
今天的人很爱赚钱，很爱发财，很爱成功，结果很多人不断追求，教会也讲这一套，结果使到人越来越喜欢发财，越离神越来越远。
Many people want to be rich and they focus on earthly wealth, and in the end, when the church also starts focusing on this and preaching on this, it causes the hearers to become less and less like God, and they are departing further and further away from God.
他们的思想越来越属地上，而离开天上的思想。
And their thoughts are more and more earthly and further away from heaven.
所以你看到使到人进到更不敬虔的地步。
And this leads people into ungodliness.
当然我们也听到很多人说，哎呀，如果你生病找一个有一个神医来医也是挺不错的。
And we also hear of people talking about when you are ill and sick, you should look for a faith healer.
当然，如果我们生病，一定要找医生。
Of course, when we are sick, we should look for a doctor.
但是我要告诉你一件事情，不管你怎么医，那个神医不管怎么好，有一天你还是死。
But let me tell you, no matter how you seek treatment, and even if the faith healer is really powerful, in the end you will still die.
所以神要我们想的是永生的事，不是今生的生命。
God wants us to think of eternal life and not this life.
如果你只注重今生的生命，你的比众人更加可怜。
If you are only focusing on this life, then you are of all men most to be pitied.
所以你看到圣经里面教导我们要注意你永生的生命、永恒的生命，多过你今生的生命。
And we find that the Bible's teaching is that you are to focus on your eternal life more than this earthly life.
所以如果你曲解圣经，第一，你没有益处；第二，你败坏听见的人；第三，你引他们到更不敬虔的地步。
So if you mishandle the word of God, firstly, it does no good. Second, it ruins the hearers. And third, it leads people into ungodliness.
接下来呢，他第四呢，看到他们如毒疮越烂越大。
And fourthly, it spreads like gangrene.
你看第十六、第十七节。
Look at verse 17.
他说他们的话如同毒疮越烂越大，其中有许米乃和腓力图。
And their talk was spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus.
你知道什么叫做毒疮吗？
Do you know what's gangrene?
啊，毒疮就是坏罪，意思是说你的，比如说你的肉里面的血液不去循环，结果那个手指头里面越来越变黑，到最后呢，它会断掉，掉下来，会烂掉，会腐化掉。
And gangrene in let's say if a person has a gangrene in his hand, there will be a lack of blood circulation, and the hand will start turning black, and eventually the fingers will start to drop off.
我会给你看一个图片，不过有一点恐怖，看一下就好哈。
And let me show you some graphic content.
一二三，然后就闪过去就好了。
And I'll just flash it in passing.
啊，这个是一个人的脚。
This is a person's leg.
它烂到这个程度就坏掉，就掉下来了。
And when it reaches this stage, the toes will drop off.
所以神用这个曲解圣经，就好像这个毒疮这么烂。
Mishandling the word of God is just like that sort of decay.
所以你看到这个非常恐怖。为什么解经、读经、解经正确的讲解圣经非常重要？
Therefore, why this shows us the importance of rightly handling and interpreting the Bible.
所以它能够腐化我们的这个生命。
If not, mishandling the word will cause our life to decay.
不但是这样呢，它使我们偏离正道。你看十八节，他们偏离了正道，说复活的事已过，就败坏好些人的信心。
And there is also verse 18 that tells us people who does so have swerved from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already happened. They are upsetting the faith of some.
所以它使到人离开正道。
And it causes people to swerve from the truth.
不但离开正道，而且呢，败坏人的信心。
And not only that, but it upsets the faith of others.
特别是这边讲到，很多人说：“哎呀，我们不讲这个末世论，我们不讲这个是大家不明白的。”你看到这里，他很清楚的讲什么呢？他偏离正道，说复活的事已过。复活的事是指将来复活的事，是讲末世论。
And if you pay attention to the issue in verse 18, you realize that it involves eschatology or the things or the last things that are to come in the future. There are some people who say that let's avoid talking about eschatology since it is in the future and nobody understands that anyway. But this is exactly about eschatology.
我们讲，只要圣经有讲，我们就照讲。
And we have said this before. As long as the Bible says it, we will say it.
圣经没有讲，我们就不讲。
If the Bible is silent, then we remain silent.
多讲就是出于那二者。
If we speak more of what the Bible, more than what the Bible says, it comes from the devil.
因为我们超越了神的诫命。
Because we have gone ahead of God's commandment.
神没有讲的，我们就不需要知道。
If God is silent on this, we do not need to know it.
如果神有讲的，我们就要讲得清楚。
But if God has said it, then we must say it clearly.
所以你会发现，我们只要把神的话讲得清楚明白，神自然会做工。
And if we preach God's word clearly and accurately, then God will work.
所以你会看到，这里我们看到一个好牧者是怎么样呢？
And so we can see what is the mark of a good pastor.
好牧者是，他必须是要按照真理分解真理的道，把神的话分解得清楚，讲得清楚，让众人听得明白。
A good pastor will present the word of God accurately so that the hearers will understand the Bible.
所以你听到是啊，这是神的意思，不是人的意思，不是讲员的意思。
And when you hear it, you will say, ah, this is God's will, not the will of the preacher.
如果去听到，听完之后你说，哎呀，这个讲员讲得很好，我告诉你，你已经堕落了，你已经跌倒了，你已经离开原来神的意思了。
If after hearing a sermon and you come to the conclusion that the preacher can preach very well, let me tell you, you have already fallen because you have departed from God's will.
你要听到说，哎呀，原来这个是神的意思，我明白了，我顺服神。人这个讲员只不过是仆人，他讲完之后他要走开，他只是一个使者，他是一个传话的人，他不是神。
If after hearing the sermon and you say, ah, now I know this is God's will and I need to obey it, then that is the right thing, because the preacher is just a servant, he is just a messenger, and he will step down, but God's word will abide.
所以这个非常重要, 我们要认识
This is very important because we must be able to distinguish a good pastor.
今天我们看到很多人开始对牧师有错误的思想,
and today we see that many people have a wrong concept of the Bible, of the preacher, and they have the wrong view of what the pastor does.
所以这段圣经是保罗写信给提摩太说，你要做一个好讲员，按正义分解真道，然后呢，你必须要警告那些曲解圣经的人。
So Paul writes to Timothy and tells him that as a good pastor, you must present the word of God accurately, and you must prevent the mishandling of the word by warning people who do so.
所以你注意看到，所以从这样呢，我们就认出谁是好牧者。好牧者呢，不是一个高高在上的人，好牧者是一个神的仆人，神传话的人，他是一个使者罢了。
And this is the mark of a good pastor. He is not someone who is high up there, but he is just God's servant and God's messenger.
所以当我们去听、去教会听到、我们去看、去明白的时候，我们要看谁是好牧者。你要找不是出名的名目，你要找是一个真正传讲神话语的人。
And so when you look for a church, you want to go to a church and have a pastor preach God's word accurately and not go there because the pastor is famous.
接下来你看19节。
Look at verse 19.
第二章第19节说, 然而神坚固的根基立住了,上面有印记说, 主认识谁是他的人, 又说, 凡称呼主名的, 总不要, 总要离开不义。
Verse 19, but God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity.
这里讲到神坚固的根基立住了是什么意思?
What does it mean, God's firm foundation stands?
这个根基这两个字呢，基本上在这个保罗的应用里面呢，特别在提摩太前书3章15节，他讲的这个根基是指着教会。 所以他说，神的教会是立住了，神知道是谁是属于他的，教会是不会动摇的。所以他说，特别是在提摩太前书3章15节，他说，保罗说，我如果单言日久，你可以知道在神的家中怎么样行。这家呢，就是神永生的教会，是真理的柱石和根基。这两个字，根基。And
in Paul's writings, when he writes of God's foundation that stands, he's referring to the church. And we see this similar concept in 1 Timothy 3:15, when he wrote to Timothy, if I'm delayed, you will know how people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth.
所以你这边讲到根基是指教会很清楚嘛，这个这教会永生的教会就是神的根基的柱石，也是根基。
So the foundation, God's firm foundation refers to the church, and God's church will stand.
所以提摩太后书2章19节说，然而神坚固的根基就是神坚固的教会，是立定的，永不动摇的。So
coming to 2 Timothy 2:19, God's firm foundation stands. In other words, God's church will stand and it will not waver.
圣经里面告诉我们在末世的时候，有很多人曲解神的道，而且神很多假先知、假异端出现。
The Bible tells us that in the last days there will be many, many false teachers who will twist God's word.
我们可能会心灰意冷，看到这些事情的时候，感觉到非常的灰心。
And when we look around us and find that such things are indeed happening, we might become discouraged.
但是圣经告诉我们，你不要怕，神的根基是立定的，神知道是谁是属于他的人，他是属神的人，他永不动摇。你只要跟着圣经，跟着神的话，你就不会遇到危险。
But the Bible assures us not to lose heart or not to waver, because God's firm foundation stands, and the Lord knows those who are His. What we ought to do is to obey the word of God and to walk according to the truth.
而且我们的把握不在我们，是在神，神他知道是谁是属于他的人。
And our confidence does not rest in men, but rest in God. Because he knows those who belong to him.
然后他还讲了一句话，凡称呼主名的总要离开不义。
And Paul says, the Lord, let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity.
这个就是给我们预备，他下一堂呢要讲的是，在神的家里呢必有贵重的器皿，还有这个卑贱的器皿。这怎么样做贵重的器皿？要怎么样成为圣洁，合神心意，被神使用？
And this gives us a sneak preview of what he's going to say next.Which is regarding vessels of gold and silver for honorable use and dishonorable. So next time we will talk about how you ought to actually to live a holy and righteous life to be an honorable vessel.
所以我们就现在今天的讲道就让我们知道谁是属主属所喜悦的牧者的讲员，我们就听他的话，按照他的意思去行。
And today's sermon.Let us see what is the mark of a good pastor and how do we distinguish a good pastor from a bad and let us obey his word.
让我们重新做一个结束的祷告。
Let's close in prayer.